hearing aids.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We truly thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord. And we thank God for his goodness to us. He has been good to us since we last met. He's blessed us. We know there have been some who've gone into eternity since we last met. But we thank God that he has been our guide and our direction and our strength. We thank him that he allowed us to be here today. It's good to look out and see the saints, especially the older saints of God, Brother Mann, Sister Regina, Sister Carol. It's good to see them. Sister Holmes is online with us, saints. We thank God for her. She's feeling much better. We just thank God and trust in the Lord on her behalf. Truly, God has been good to us. Let us look to the Lord before we begin our service. We always want to usher him in with us. He's been here with us today thus far in our Sunday school lesson, and we know he's here with us right now. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we lift to thee. Once again, we want to thank you for all your manifold blessings upon us, dear Father. Thank you, for Lord God, first and foremost, that you allowed us to rise this morning. You allowed us to be clothed in our right mind, and you've given us the activity and use of our limbs. You blessed us, Lord God, with a reasonable portion of health, strength, and well-being. And for this, we want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for another privilege, another opportunity to be able to call upon your name this morning. We thank you, Lord God, because we don't take it for granted, dear Heavenly Father, that privilege that you have given us, dear Lord. Father, we just ask in the precious name of Jesus that thou would continue to look down upon people with favor. Father, we heard some news this morning, dear Father, that we were a little shocked by, but Father God, we know, dear Father, the end of time is near. Father, we ask that you remember the family of Billy, dear Father. We understand that they found her on Thursday over there in the house, dear Father, dead. So we just ask that you remember her family, remember her brothers and sisters down in Tennessee, they said, that will be coming up, dear Lord, to bring her, take her remains, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you bless that family. Remember Rob in a special way. We understand he is seriously ill, dear Father, and ask that you would speak to his heart, dear Father, while you have him down, dear Lord. We know, Lord God, that they both, dear Father, heard the word of God. They were both here, have come to this house of God, dear Father, on many occasions, Lord God, and heard your word being preached on Saturdays, Lord God, the food pantry, Lord God, and all the turkey giveaways, Lord God, all the literature, dear Father, they've received, dear Father. So, Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would speak to his heart. He still has an opportunity, Lord God, to turn his life over to you, dear Father. She may be dead and gone, but Lord, but he is still in the land of the living. And as long as you have given him breath, dear Father, he has an opportunity, dear Father, to call upon your name. We pray, Lord God, much for his family. Remember his sister Rose, dear Father. We ask your blessing to be upon her. Remember in her job, dear Father, that she works in a hospital, Grand Hospital, Lord God, and COVID is there, dear Heavenly Father. And so we just ask that you watch over, dear Father. Likewise, we pray, dear Father, remember all the saints of God in a special way, dear Father. We thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ who have gathered here in the house of God and also those who are gathering on the phones, dear Father. We understand our dear sister June, dear Father, is still, dear Father, in quarantine, dear Father, from being exposed to COVID, dear Father. We ask that you remember Sister Webb and her family in a special way, Lord God. Look down upon them, dear Father, with favor. Bless them and be with them, dear Father. Keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father. As Sister said, she said, obedience is better than sacrifice, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, help us all, dear Father, to remember to obey, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Sandy and Sister Carolyn, Lord God. Special prayer for Sister Sandy, Lord God, and her body, dear Father, spirit, mind and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord God, to continue to run on this race that you have set before. Continue to strengthen her, Lord God, for all the work that she has to do, Lord God, in the care of her dear sister Sandy, dear sister Carolyn, dear Father. Ask that you would continue looking upon Sister Carolyn and touch her in her body, dear Father. Help those who care for her to realize, dear Father, that she's a soul of the King, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus, dear Father, that you would bless them, dear Father, in their endeavors. Father, likewise, we just pray for Brother Bill, dear Father, and ask that you would remember him. We thank you for him and ask your continued blessings be upon him, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, we ask likewise, dear Heavenly Father, you remember Monty and his family, Lord, in a special way, Lord God. Pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remember all those who are calling and remember Sister Ferris Day, dear Father. We thank you for her and ask that you would bless her. Thank you, Lord God, for hearing her testimony on Wednesday night. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing for Sister Ferris Day and her family. Continue to remember her Sister Baji, dear Father, as she's carrying with child, dear Father. We ask special prayer and blessing be upon her, dear Father. Likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that thou would remember, dear Heavenly Father, our loved ones who are lost, who are near, dear Father, but Father, that will not come to hear the word of God. We pray for them in a special way, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would speak to their hearts, dear Father. We know there are many who are listening in, dear Heavenly Father, online. And we pray, Lord God, a special prayer, dear Father, for them, dear Heavenly Father. If they do not know thee and the free pardon of their sins, we pray that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord, to hear something in this message that you have given, dear Father. Come and see that they, dear Heavenly Father, will see, dear Father, it's a time for them to come, dear Father, to Jesus Christ, Lord God, because time is truly winding up. We're hearing death on every hand, dear Heavenly Father. We're seeing it, dear Father, hearing it in the news, dear Heavenly Father, even in our families, in our extended families, Lord God. We've heard of death, dear Father, the last few weeks, dear Heavenly Father. We've heard of so many that have gone into eternity. So we say and ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would help us, Lord God, help us to reach out to a lost soul, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to tell them about Jesus Christ, the one, dear Heavenly Father, who saved our soul, the one, dear Father, who keeps us each and every day. Help us, Lord God, to share the good news about Jesus Christ, that he is able, dear Heavenly Father. Father, a special prayer this morning. We pray in the name of Jesus for our new convert, Lord God. Haven't heard from her, Lord God. We're wondering, dear Father. We don't know what's going on, dear Lord, but we ask in the precious name of Jesus that you would remember Sister India in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're lifting her up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we know there were some things that she was dealing with, dear Father, but Lord, we know there's nothing too hard for you, and ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you speak to her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, Sister Kiva, dear Father, we pray for her, dear Heavenly Father, and ask, dear Lord, in the precious, precious name of Jesus, that you help her, Lord God, to get an understanding of the scripture, Lord God. Although it says, be still, dear Father, it doesn't say, stay home, dear Lord. So help her in the precious name of Jesus to understand that stillness is to stand still and see you work out the situation, Lord God, because we know you are a God that is able, dear Father, that you are a God, dear Father, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think by the power that worketh within us, dear Father. You don't want us to stay away from the brothers and sisters, Lord God, who can lift us up in prayer and get a prayer through, Lord God, on our behalf. But you want us to come together, Lord God, so that we, your Heavenly Father, as a family of God, can be, dear Father, the help to one another that we need in these last days. Father, we ask this morning, likewise, that you would remember Brother Manny. Thank you for him, and ask your continued blessing upon him, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, for his family who's caring for him, Lord God, and ask that you would be with him in a mighty way, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, likewise for his grandson, Lord God, and ask that you would bless there, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for Brother Mann. And we know that Brother Mann is going to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And Father, we're not forgetting his dear companion, Sister Mann, dear Father. I know she sent her love to us, dear Father, and her thanks for the prayers, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would continue to lift her up, dear Heavenly Father. Strengthened in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord God, to know that you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Lord, we thank you this morning for Sister Holmes, as we said, who's online, dear Father. Lord God, was not feeling well in her body, but Lord God, feeling a lot better today, dear Father. Thank we thank you for that. We ask, oh Lord, that you would touch our dear sister, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would be with her, Lord God. And Lord, even though she was not able, Lord God, and she knew on yesterday she wasn't feeling well, she would not be able to be out today, Lord God. She was calling to make sure, dear Father, that she would be in the service, Lord God. She even left a voicemail message with, Lord, I was not able to get because I was away, dear Heavenly Father. But then she called early this morning to make sure, called Sister Blake, dear Father, yesterday, and then called this morning, Lord God, to make sure that we understood she wanted to be in the service of the Lord. So, Father, we thank you for our dear Sister Holmes and ask that you would bless her, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for her family who cares for her, and ask that you would be with them likewise. Father, we thank you for Sister Carol being in our midst this morning and all that you have done for this dear sister. And thank you for how you have blessed her, Lord God. You allowed her to go down to Cincinnati and come back home, Lord God, and park her car in her garage, dear Father. And then you allowed her, Lord, to back it up. And then, Father God, you showed her, dear Lord, where something was wrong, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord God. It was right there at her home and not on the road, dear Father. Not in the midst, dear Father, of traffic, Lord God.
God. But that's how you take care of your people, Lord God.
Yes, God.
That's how you take care of us, Lord God. When people look at us and say, dear Father, how is God supplying all your needs? How is God blessing you, Lord God? Well, God, my God is blessing me when I don't know there's danger lurking around. My God is blessing me when I don't know my tire's getting ready to blow, and he'll allow me to park my car in the garage and let the air go out of the tire. That's a God I serve this morning, dear Father, and I know he is able to keep me, dear Heavenly Father. Praise be to your name, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for all you've done for Sister Carol. Thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed her, Lord God, and we ask that you would continue to look down upon her with favor. Thank you for Sister Regina, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her likewise, Lord God, body, spirit, mind, soul, dear Father, remember in her eyes, dear Father, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for Sister Regina. Thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed her. She's dealing with something right now in her body, Lord God, but you know all about it because you said we are fearfully and wonderfully made. There's nothing, Lord God, that's too hard for you, dear Father. There's nothing going on in these bodies that you can't take care of. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we asking that you would bless Sister Regina and touch her and heal her, dear Father, to your glory, to your honor. And we know she's going to give you the praise, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we ask and you remember Sister Lily didn't see her as we started out in service, but Father, we ask a blessings upon her, dear Father. We know that Sister Lillian had been feeling well for several weeks, dear Father, had a bad cold, dear Father. But Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you blessed her. We thank you, Lord God, that you touched her, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, that she's still running for you, dear Heavenly Father, and telling others about you, dear Lord. Ask that you would continue looking upon her, Lord God, and give her her heart's desire, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her in her home, dear Father, we pray. Likewise, remembering Brother Levesque, we thank you for him, Lord God, and his family, Lord God, and thank you for him listening in online, dear Father. We pray for them, Lord God. We know Brother Levesque loved his children, Lord God, and his grands, dear Father, and Lord, a special prayer blessing upon his dear son, Lord God, traveling over the highways, Lord God. Father, we're seeing so much in the news, dear Father. We're hearing so much that's going on, but we thank you, Lord God, that you have been with William there, dear Father. You have watched over William, Lord God, and you have protected him, Lord God. And for this, we want to say thank you. Father, we thank you for Sister Smith being with us likewise, dear Father. Thank you for how you've touched this dear sister. Lord, since she got up, dear Father, she's been running, dear Lord. And we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless her. Help her, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, not to lift anything, Lord God, that's too heavy for her, dear Father. Help her, Lord God, to remember, Lord God, she's still recovering, dear Father. We just thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed her in her recovery. And Lord God, I know Sister Smith will give you the praise and the honor. Remember her children, her daughter, dear Father, in a special way, and her grand and great-grand, dear Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember those who are downstairs, Brother Maurice and Sister Lorenzine, as they minister to the children, Lord God, and getting them, Lord, a little snack in between the services, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the work, dear Father, that's being done with the children. Lord. Thank you for Sister Lorenzine, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for her sweet spirit, Lord God, and the things that she does, dear Heavenly Father, to make sure the children are taken care of. We just ask that you would bless. And likewise, Brother Maurice, who goes down and assists her and helps, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this dear brother, Lord God, and his sweet spirit, Lord God. Thank you for him, Brother Jackson, Lord God, as they tend to the church and the various things that need to be done, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Lord, that you bless them, Lord God, even in the midst, dear Father, they're studying for our upcoming Bible lessons, dear Father. We thank you for that and ask that you would bless them, dear Father, as they go deep into the Word of God so that we will know how we have to draw closer to you. Father, we ask that you remember likewise. We thank you for our superintendent, Brother Byrene, and we thank you for the Sunday school. Thank you for the Sunday school children that you have sent this congregation. Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless our children, dear Father. We ask a special prayer upon them, Lord God, that you wrap your arms around them, Lord God, as they go to school. We realize some of them are too young, dear Heavenly Father, to even receive vaccination, dear Father, and we know that they have been put in arm's way, dear Heavenly Father, so we ask in the name of Jesus that you would watch over them, dear Father. We know you're over COVID, dear Father. We know you're able, dear Father. You're bigger than this thing of called COVID-19, and so or Delta, whatever it's called, dear Father, but we know that you're able, dear Heavenly Father, and so we commend them into your hands, dear Father, that you would watch over and protect them from the littlest on up that's going to school, Lord God. Little Infinity and Tatum, dear Father, and all the rest that are downstairs, they're going to school. Watch over and protect them, please, in the name of Jesus. Keep our children, Lord God, from the snares and pitfalls. Keep them from the evilness of this day and time. Not forgetting Sister June's grandchildren. Likewise, remember them, dear Father. She lifts them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, and asking you to shield them, dear Father, in this day and time in which we live. Now, Father, we thank you for allowing us the privilege of being here this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us. You've been so good to us, dear Father. You have blessed us, Lord God, immensely, Lord God. You have given us, Lord God, things, dear Father, we never thought we'd ever have. You blessed us, Lord God, not only in material but riches, but you blessed us in salvation, dear Father. You blessed us, Lord God, that we are a child of the King, dear Lord, that we are saints of God. We are children of God, dear Father. And that's truly a blessing in this day and time, dear Father, to be able to be named in the family of God. And we thank you for that. We ask, oh Lord, that you would continue to be with us in our services. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless, dear Father, as we give you all praise and honor this morning. We ask a special prayer upon our land. We pray for our president and our leaders, yes, God. We pray for our Congress. We ask a special prayer upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, they need your guidance. They need your direction, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we're in a world out of control right now. We're in a world, dear Father, that is just, it's so sad, dear Heavenly Father, to see how far we have plummeted down. But Lord, you said in the word of God, a nation that forget God, they shall perish. Yes. And America has forgotten you in many ways. My. So we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember them in a special way, Lord God. We're not asking you to bless them in their evil endeavors, dear Father, but you told us, Lord God, in the word of God, that we are to pray for all mankind so that we could live a peaceable life. And so we're lifting them up to you, Lord God, so that your people, Lord God, that can continue to live a peaceable life in Christ Jesus. Now, Lord, we just thank you for Sister Blake and ask your blessings upon her. Thank you, Lord God, for her faithfulness. Thank you, Lord God, for her understanding of the word and teaching the children this morning, dear Father. We just thank you, Lord God, for how you have been so good to her and her companion. And ask your continued blessings upon her, dear Father. Likewise, remember her nephews as they're coming to my mind this morning. Remember them and their children, Lord God, in a special way, especially in their souls. Father, we pray likewise that you would remember Sister Mellison as she leads the devotional service. Thank you for this dear sister. Thank you for how you've touched her little dog. We ask that you would touch him in his eyes, dear Father. Blessing, dear Heavenly Father. Be with him, Lord God, her little companion, dear Father, at home. Now, Father, we ask that you remember Brian Cunningham and his wife, dear Father, Jasmine. Remember them in a special way, Lord God. She said they would be out today, dear Father, so we're looking forward, dear Father, to see you come in the house of the Lord. We thank you for him coming in, dear Father. Thank you for him being in our presence, Lord God. We pray for his soul and ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would, dear Heavenly Father, speak to him through the message, through the words, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, you're able, dear Father, because you're told in the word of God that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It can cut us coming and going, dear Father. So the word of God can penetrate through a stony heart, dear Heavenly Father. The word of God can get down to the bone and marrow of a man, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, it can even bring them down to their knees, dear Heavenly Father. We remember, dear Father, that we know, dear Father, we were thinking of back in the Old Testament, Lord God. Dear Father, when Jacob was there, dear Father, dear Lord, when he was there wrestling, dear Heavenly Father, with you, you brought him down, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. You're able. That's what your word can do, Lord God. Yes. It's like a crushing hammer, dear Father. It can remove all the dross if we want it to be removed, dear Father. Help us, Lord God. Help us in the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, to hold on to the truth of your eternal word. Oh, Father, and when we hold on to the truth of your eternal word, we know you're going to bless us, dear Father, in many ways, dear Heavenly Father, because we have received your blessings already, dear Father. Yes. Remembering Brother Reggie in a special way, thank you for this, dear brother, and ask that you bless him, Lord God. And thank you for his wisdom, his knowledge, dear Father, and all that he does likewise. Remember his companion, Mrs. Nancy, in a special way, Lord God, and his son, dear Father, and grandchildren. Father, we just want to remember all the saints. We don't want to forget anyone, dear Father. So remember all the brothers and sisters in Christ, those working in the media room, the ushers, Lord God, all the work that the saints do in the house of God. And so, God, Lord, this morning, we'll give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Good morning. Shall we turn in our worship of the Lord to page 66?
Amen.
66.
His name is wonderful. Amen. Amen. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King.
Wonderful name. Amen. Neither is there salvation in any other.
That's right.
There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Praise his name. Thank God. Thank God for all that he is to us. Amen. So glad to be here this morning. Give God the glory and the honor and the praise due his name. Amen. Assemble ourselves together with the saints. Glad to see each one this morning. Want to give honor to Pastor Jenkins. Thank God for her. Thank God for the prayer that he gave her, even to open our service, to set the tone, if you want to say it that way, that we've come to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And so we just thank God for all that he has done for us from last week even to this week. And this time last week, we didn't know whether we would be here this week. We didn't know. We had perhaps a hope, a prayer, but God has allowed us to be in the land of the living, to gather again in his name. And so we just thank God. Our responsive reading this morning is found in St. John chapter 1, verses 35 through 51. John chapter 1, verse 35 through 51. The Lord. Verse 35. Again the next day, after John stood, and two of his disciples,
and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, "What speak ye?" They said unto him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "Master, where dwellest thou?"
He saith unto them, "Come and see."
They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour.
One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is, being interpreted, the Christ.
And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas.
Mm-hmm.
By interpretation, a stone.
The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me.
Now Philip was at Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter.
Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see.
Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile.
Nathanael said unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee.
Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel.
Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these.
Together, and he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Come and see. Praise God. I'm so glad that he gave me eyes to see.
Amen.
Not, I'm talking about spiritual eyes. Amen. We're told that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I'm so glad that the Lord let me see the kingdom and
Amen.
Spoke peace to my heart. Amen. Thank God for his eternal word. Again, we're so thankful to know, and we studied even in our Sunday school lesson, that when we belong to the Lord, and his promises, he has made certain promises to us.
Mm-hmm.
We're told that, and whatsoever things ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye shall receive them and ye shall have them.
Yes.
And so we thank God for that. So we can pray with confidence to the Lord, knowing that he's able, believing that he will do what is best for us. Amen. When we seek first his kingdom.
Amen.
So we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer at this time, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Amen. Brother Mann? Amen. Remember Brother Mann in prayer? Sister Carol? Amen. Remember the McGrell family and their bereavement, and remember Sister Carol's family. Much in prayer.
Amen.
Maria and special purposes.
Yes, yes. Amen. Remember Sister Maria in a special way and Leah. Amen.
Sister Blake, I just want to thank the Lord for his many blessings. For several years, I've been having a, I don't know what it is, and doctors don't know what it is, but a problem with my right leg in my thigh to where it connects to my hip. And I've always struggled with raising it. And I had been praying and asking the Lord, and this was before my surgery, even in 2015, the two surgeries I had. So it's been a while that I've had this. And I don't know when the Lord touched it, but the other morning I raised my leg and I was washing my feet, and I said, well, bless the Lord. I realized I didn't have pain in my leg, because normally I have to reach down and pull that leg up because I can't, you see, I just raised it up. But I just been faithing the Lord, because that pain is not there. The doctors don't know what it was. They've checked it, and I've just been thanking the Lord all this past week.
Thanks the Lord.
Because I don't know when he touched it, because like I said, it's been since before I had my surgery in 2015. So I thought about, I think the Lord brought to me the scripture about Paul, the thorn in his side. We just never know when God's going to touch you. We prayed, and I left it there. And I truly thank him this morning for his touch. And I just wanted to, because I'm sure I put in a prayer request about it. And I just want to give honor to God and thanksgiving unto him. And just thanks for your prayer. Continue to keep me in your prayers. And I just truly thank the Lord. Yes, continue to remember Max. I thank Sister Jenkins for remembering him. He is on the line. And his one eye is gone and his other one is going, I think. He fell down the steps the other day and he hit something with his mouth. And he's been trying to, you know, the yawn and stuff, and so I just anointed him and sat down and had prayer, and he seems to be doing pretty good. He's not been eating a lot of food yesterday and this morning. I think he ate all of his food, so I just been thanking the Lord that, you know, he continues to touch him in his body.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Yes. Yes, Sister Holmes. Amen. Sister Holt said, remember her in prayer. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. I was thinking that Sister Millicent was speaking at, you know, they have their afflictions that come on. We don't know exactly when they come on us. Mm-hmm. We pray the Lord, and we don't know exactly when they left. No. That's the way God works.
Amen.
The Lord doesn't sound the trumpet.
Oh, right.
We can be to say that now it's going to leave. The Lord just works.
Amen.
And blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Praise
yes,
God.
Yes, yes.
Amen. 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 Lord bless. Brother Byron.
Continue to thank the Lord for being here and continue to keep my family in prayers. My wife, sister, husband, I guess they were down at Lord and operation. They were sick. I'm not sure what they were saying, but it was something. So she was telling me yesterday that remember him. I always put in whatever request she asked.
Yes.
And likewise, remember my children. And remember me. I think this month is coming that I have to check again.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 Brother Byron's request was for his brother-in-law in Florida who was having knee surgery. So remember him, body and soul, and remember Brother Byron's children, his family, much in prayer. Oh, thank the Lord. And remember Brother Byron in body. We know that God has touched him and blessed him, raised him up before, and we have every expectation that the doctors scan and look for things, but God's able to work.
Amen.
Amen. It's Sister Smith. Amen. 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 Just Amen. Sister Smith has had requests. Just remember the children much in prayer. And remember her loved ones, her family. She lives before them that they would come to know God, even as she knows God. So remember her family much in prayer, the Lord would save them, and also remember our children much in prayer. Amen. Thank the Lord. Good to see Sister Lillian. Good to see Brother Robert. Amen. Lord bless you. Other requests, Brother Robert. Amen, amen. Robert, remember his daughter, remember Micah, prayer. Also remember his daughter Sarai and his family, much in prayer. So good to see you, brother. Remember our speaker today, remember Pastor Jenkins. The Lord would bless and anoint her. Amen.
Just remember Brother Javier.
Yes, remember Brother Javier also. He's online, amen. Remember the saints in Zanesville. Apparently there's been an exposure. Someone who went to a nursing home to visit a loved one, and some people in that nursing home had had COVID. And then when he came out, he went from there and went to the church in Zanesville, greeting the saints and so on there, and then got a call 2 days later that three other attendants or whatever in that nursing home had COVID, and told him that he needs to go and get one of those rapid result type shots to see whether he had anything. And then they give you the rapid result one, and then they give you the one that takes a little longer to get the results back. But knowing that there are already some saints down there who have had COVID and are still suffering the effects of it, we're just praying for their congregation. And Brother Javier was down in Zanesville with Sister Margie on that Sunday. So there's been an exposure too. Doesn't mean that they necessarily have it, but they've been around someone who went somewhere, and the place that they went, people in there had had it. And so, and the way this spreads, we just don't know. So remember Brother Javier much in prayer, and remember the saints in Zanesville much in prayer.
I must continue to remember Sister Flew Allen, and remember Brother Bill, Sister Ruth, to remember them in prayer. And there's someone else escaping my mind, but just remember Lord Knight.
Yes. Pastor Jenkins said, remember Sister Flew Allen much in prayer, remember Brother Bill Thompson in prayer. Sister Ruth, remember her in prayer as well.
Down south, the storm.
Yes, those who are down south who have went through the hurricane. Amen. Even those, I believe, in Mexico, Acapulco, earthquake.
Yes.
God's words being fulfilled. Amen.
Remember my mother's two sisters. One is due to turn 92.
Amen.
The other one is still suffering from her stroke she had a couple months ago. So
yes, two of Sister D's sisters. Amen. Amen.
And Danny.
Amen. All general requests. Amen. We all stand in need of the Lord. And after the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Sister Smith if you would take us to the throne of grace. If there's a need, God is able. You can come to an altar of prayer. Amen. If you have a need, special need.
Shall we turn in our worship of the Lord to page 660? 660 in the worship of the Lord. In the worship of the Lord.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. In thy pleasant pasture feed us, or our youth thy full prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast taught us thine we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast taught us thine we are. We are thine, do thou befriend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, hear thy children when they pray. Blessed Jesus, hear thy children when they pray. Early let us seek thy favor. Early let us do thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our bosom fill. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, loved us still.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Do take this time out, Heavenly Father, to first of all give praise to thee for your goodness, your mercy, and your kindness, but most of all for being so good to me in so many ways. Heal me by the grace of God. Give the doctor the hands to be able to do the surgery. Thank the saints for the prayers, dear Heavenly Father. I mean, praying for me. But God, I tell you, you can do all things but fail. But most of all, it's a blessing to be saved from sin, to sin no more. Thank you for the good preaching and the teaching that we give from Minister Sister Renee Jenkins by the Spirit of God that abides with her and in her. I tell you, she lights you up in a minute by preaching the gospel and taking notes and then serving God with all your heart, soul, and mind. But Christ Jesus, Son of God, came into the world. Only one perfect and upright, but willing to sacrifice his life, his flesh, and his blood, that we can be saved from sin to sin no more. But you have to repent. That's the only way you're going to serve God. You have to give up the sin. And when you give up the sin and God accepts it, and he forgives and forgets, he washes them in a lake of sea of forgetfulness. And I tell you, when the Spirit hits you, the most important thing is to pray without ceasing. Study to show yourself approved. Search the scriptures. Get knitted in the word of God, the Bible, which is food for the soul. I tell you, then we have Brother Byron on Wednesdays giving us Bible study lessons. Take notes. I tell you, God, the time is winding up. Time is getting close, it's getting near. But you said in your word of God, be also ready when it comes. We don't have time to get dressed. Make sure we're dressed. We're ready for that heaven. Having our names written on the roll. And the best thing of all is saying, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Praise God. That's a blessing indeed. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for Sister Patricia Blake. Truly a blessing. Beautiful, beautiful prayers. But most of all, she always uplifts you with a beautiful smile on her face. We thank you for her. We know the Spirit is leading, guiding, and directing her. Her and her companion is Brother Maurice. thank you for both of them as unity and oneness in one. I tell you, it's a lovely couple. Continue to strengthen them physically as well as spiritually. We thank you even for Brother Lavestre, Heavenly Father. Truly an encouragement I like to all of our souls by the spirit that lies with him. We're looking for vacation Bible study coming the 20th and 25th. It's going to be a blessing. We haven't given up on the Word of God, but we're getting stronger in the Word of God. I noticed Minister Sister Renee says, stand firm. We got to stand up. Firm on the Word of God. But also we have to take it within our heart, soul, and mind and body that we may grow stronger and closer to thee in times like these. A special prayer and blessing for Sister Beverly Carroll. Love her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for the spirit that abides with her. She's always praying for her loved ones. She's also praying for her husband, Brother Charles Carroll, who has passed away but truly saved today. She's letting them know about the Word of God, about being saved, giving up sin to serve God with all your heart, soul, mind, and body. And that's a blessing. She's lost loved ones, but she's still going on forward to the Word of God. You watch over as she travels over the highways and the byways and how you bring her back home safe and sound. That's a blessing. Blessing indeed. Then you think of Sister Regina, dear Heavenly Father, how you've healed her, dear Heavenly Father. Still watching over, taking care of her. But you're a good God, I tell you. You've been good to all of us. We have nothing to complain about. Thank you for Sister Lorenzine. I call her my daughter. She's a blessing, but she's an encouragement. Strong in the Word of God. That's for sure. Continue to bless her and strengthen her. Also want to take this time out to pray for Sister Lynn. She comes to my mind all the time. She's a sweetheart. I think of the little boy that she bought. I don't know if his name was Joey, but I noticed that he came one Sunday in Sunday school. Reads very good. Has a very good understanding. But praying for his soul just as well as we're praying for all the other souls here, the young kids, dear Heavenly Father. Pray that we may be an encouragement and a light unto them by the life that we live and by the Word of God. That something will abide within their heart, soul, and mind that they won't forget to cherish. And that's the most important thing of all. A special prayer and blessing for Sister Maria, which I used to call Shirley Temple, dear Heavenly Father. Praying for her and praying for her companion, which is Brother DeAndre. Praying that you will strengthen that family, dear Heavenly Father. For they've been through a lot and they're going through a lot. But you said in your words, you put no more upon us than what we're able to bear. But you'll make a way of escape out of any and everything. Praying for those two children, dear Heavenly Father. We love them. We love them. Give them the strength to be able to take anything. But we know that you can deal with the healing and raising them up, dear Heavenly Father, protecting them from all hurt, harm, and danger. And that's a blessing. We pray also for Brother Thomas Mann and Sister Theola, his wife, dear Heavenly Father. He's a good man, dear Heavenly Father, and a good brother, and that's for sure. Please continue to strengthen him, and thank you for his family members that are taken care of, and that's a blessing. We also want to continue to pray for those that are lost, and we have family that are not saved, but pray that you will save them by the grace of God before it's everlasting too late. I would pray most of all that we may be an example for them by the life that we live, and by the Word of God, and by the Spirit of God that abides with us and in us. And if I've gotten for anybody, oh, Brother Reggie, praying for him also, praying that the Spirit will abide with him, but also that his wife Nancy and also that within the family will see the life that he's living, that they may give their hearts and souls to him before it's everlasting too late. And him is God, Christ Jesus, the Son of God, and the Spirit that abides with them and in them, truly a blessing and encouragement. But if there's anybody I haven't gotten, please forgive me. A special blessing for Sister Millicent, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for the dog. I know that's her companion. That's one that keeps her busy, doing well by the grace of God. Not only does God heal humans, but he can do the same thing with an animal just as well. Praise God. You got to have faith, but you got to trust in him. Don't want to deny him and don't want to, as they say, disputing, but also believing. And as long as you believe in him, you put your faith and your trust in God, he can do all things but fail. And that's a sure thing. A special prayer and blessing for Sister Melita, dear Heavenly Father, who's in the room, dear Heavenly Father. Pray for her that she may be an example, even for her companion, Joby, but also for Jasmine, dear Heavenly Father, praying that they will give their hearts and souls to you while there's still time. For there will come a time that souls will not be saved. And now is the acceptable time. This is no time to be playing with God the Father, Christ Jesus the Son, and His Holy Spirit. Get right now. Please. Sinners, get saved before it's everlasting too late. don't want to see you lost, but want to see you saved by grace and by the Spirit of God, now and forevermore and through eternity. I love you all, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. This is the second Sunday of the month, so the special offering for today is for the building fund. And that offering may be placed in the center plate as we file by. And our tithes and other offerings may be placed on your side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, dear Father, Lord, because even as we studied our Sunday school lesson, dear God, you are our God, you can supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, it is your desire to do those things. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for how you are our supply day by day by day.
Amen. Thank you.
Lord, not only in material things, Lord, but in spiritual things, dear God. You give, dear God, out of the abundance of your heart. And so, Lord, we just thank you, dear Father, for all that you are to us. We pray, dear Father, even as we bring our offering, tithes and offerings into the storehouse, we pray, Lord, that you would receive them, dear Father. For truly, dear God, we bring them in with thanksgiving, dear God, unto thee. We pray, dear God, that you would receive them, Lord, and use them to your glory and to your honor. We pray, dear God, that you would give wisdom, dear Father, to us, dear Father, for how to disperse, how to use them, dear God. Lord, that you would get the glory and that souls would be blessed and that souls would be saved, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless those, dear Father, who may not have to give. For, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able, dear God, to pour out a blessing such that they would not even be able to receive it all. And so, Lord, we give glory, dear God, even as we bring in our tithes and offerings. And we pray, dear God, that you would even multiply them, dear Father, as only you can. We pray, dear God, that you would, again, get the glory out of lives, dear God, because, Lord, we're bringing not only our tithes and offerings, Lord, but, Lord, we're yielding our lives and even our bodies, dear God, and our minds to thee and our hearts. And so we pray, dear God, that you would have your way in all these things. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the praise and the glory for it all, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ear, all nature sings and rises. The music of the sphere. This is my Father's world. I rest in the sun. Of the rocks and trees, love guides and sees. His hand a wondrous walk. This is Thank you. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems all so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. Why should my heart be sad? The Lord is King. Let the heavens ring. God reigns. Let the earth be glad. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the sphere. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the paws of the rock and trees, the skies and seas. His hands are wondrous ones.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Follow after me. Christ wants us to follow after him. Not take our own way, but follow after him. That's the safe way. That's the safe way.
In a world of sin and sadness, I was lost one day. Rushing on and on with sadness in the downward way. When a voice from souls of gladness lovingly did say, follow, follow, follow after me. I was blind, now I see. I was bound, Jesus set me free. I'm so glad I heard an answer when he said to me, follow, follow, follow after me. Oh, the joy of this salvation took me through and through. Sing it out with jubilation, happy songs and news. Live now in contemplation of a home so true. Follow, follow, follow after me. I was blind, now I see. I was bound, Jesus set me free. I'm so glad I heard an answer when he said to me, follow, follow, follow after me. Sinner friend, the Lord is calling, calling now for thee. On the air, sweet tones are falling, just a tender plea. If you wait, there'll be a falling on the judgment day. Follow, follow, follow after me. I was blind, now I see. I was bound, Jesus set me free. I'm so glad I heard an answer when he said to me, follow, follow, follow after me. I was blind, now I see. I was bound, Jesus set me free. I'm so glad I heard an answer when he said to me, follow, follow, follow after me. I was blind, now I was bound, Jesus set me free. I was glad I heard and answered when he said to me, follow, follow, follow after me. I was blind, now I see. I was bound, Jesus set me free. I'm so glad I heard an answer when he said to me,
praise God,
follow, follow, follow after me.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise our God.
Amen.
I'm so glad I heard and answered when he said to me, follow, follow after me.
Praise.
And I have decided to follow Jesus. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the invitation. Amen. Because he didn't have to invite me. But through his word, he made an invitation.
Yes, he did.
And praise God, when I RSVP'd, I said, yes, Lord, yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
To your will
and to your way. Amen. I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me with my whole heart, I'll agree. And my answer will be, yes, Lord, yes.
Amen.
Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for his goodness. Thank him for all that he is to us. Amen. Amen. Shall we stand? Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank God for blessing us in the prayers and praise that have gone forth, but we know we need his word. We need the bread. We need to hear. We need to be fed from his word. We know that Jesus is that living bread, but Jesus is the word. Amen. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer, asking him to anoint Pastor Jenkins to preach the word, asking him to anoint our hearts to receive it, all of it. Amen. We know it's good for our souls. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for, Lord, even what our hearts have felt, dear God. Lord, as your spirit is already ministering to us, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would continue to bless in this service, dear God, through your word. Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing on Pastor Jenkins, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would lift her up, dear God. Help her, Lord, to speak, Lord, the words of life to us, dear Father, the words that lead to salvation, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint her, dear Father, Lord, to speak, dear God. Lord, not only, Lord, that you have already prepared in her heart, dear God, but, Lord, we know, dear God, because we are witnesses, that even as she's speaking, Lord, your spirit will speak and give her more, dear God. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would have full control, have full sway, dear God, in the message, Lord, as it goes forth, dear Father, and give her utterance, Lord, from your heart, dear God, Lord, to speak to our hearts. And we pray, Lord, your anointing and your touch on our hearts and minds and ears, dear Father, Lord, to receive all of your word. Give us understanding, dear God, Lord, that we may know, dear God, what it is that you want us to know, dear God, how it is, Lord, that you're going to minister to us, how it is, Lord, that you are going to strengthen us, dear God, and encourage us in your word. Lord, how it is, dear Father, that you're going to correct us and rebuke us, dear Father, if needs be, dear God, that we may know, Lord, what your will is in our lives. Have your way, Lord, in the furtherance of this service. And truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise and thank you, Lord, for what we know, Lord, that you are able to give to us this day. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. Truly, we thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for seeing daughter Victoria and grandbaby there. We thank God for both of you. And thank God for all the saints, those who are listening in on the phone and online. Just thank God for seeing each and every one and all your prayers. God has been good to us since we last met, blessed us. Looked over Brother Irene when we were singing Follow, and he said, I'm so glad. Amen. You glad? Oh, when he spoke to us, I thought, boy, that ties right into the message this morning. Amen. Thank God for it. I was sitting here and I've been thinking and not trying to put Brother Byrene or Sister Blake on the spot, but if God ever gives you a message, let me know. You know, so God, I know there's some saints that have heard Sister Blake, but some saints haven't heard Brother Byrene. He speaks on at our food pantry. So brother, you know, God gives you a message and you say, Sister Renee, God's given me one. All right. The Lord lead you. Amen. I believe the same messages you can bring at the food pantry, you can bring even in the house of God. Amen. Thanks. Praise our God. In our hearing, we read John, the first chapter. I trust you have your Bibles with you. 35 through 51. St. John 1, 35 through 51. We know that this is a continuation of last Lord's Day. We thank God for what he has given us. We thank God for the continuation. There was so much, and there's still much more than what he has given me to share with you today, but we're going to do what God has given us to share. Amen. We would like to look at verse 46 of St. John 1. Lord bless.
Amen.
And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue our thoughts on the subject, come and see. How many can say, as the psalmist in the 23rd division of Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Praise God. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and saints of God, we're living in a time that we are always walking through the valley of the shadow of death. He said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, meaning God's word, and thy staff, the spirit of Almighty God, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. You know, when the enemy is stirring up trouble, when you know Almighty God, God can prepare you a spiritual feast. You can begin to read and you can begin to meditate on the word of God and hear the voice of Almighty God speaking to you and telling you to peace, be still, because God has everything in control. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and thou anointest my head with oil, my cup. Runneth over. Is your cup running over this afternoon? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise our God. Sister Blake, during the altar call on last Lord's Day, she quoted the psalmist David when he said in the 34th division of Psalms, verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Have you found that he is good? If so, praise our God. You see, in order for you to taste and see that he is good, you've got to come to him. It is through personal trial and experience that we know how good God is. The hymnal says, for if I never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in his word could do. You know, those of us who are saved have found and know that he is a trustworthy God. He is a provider for his children. He is our sole source of protection and provision. You see, the only way to genuinely taste and to see that the Lord is good is to put the matter to the test. It is to try and experience his goodness for yourself. God's desire is for all mankind to be saved. He has invited mankind to come unto him, all that labor and are heavy laden. He has asked mankind to turn away from their sinful lifestyles and to serve him. Jesus said in Luke 9, verse 23, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. The invitation for salvation is still open unto the lost today. God is still calling you to come to him through his son, Jesus Christ. We are told these words in Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, verse 11. He said these words, say unto them, as I liveth, saith the Lord, praise our God. I have no pleasure, my, in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? Just as he was pleading with Israel back then to turn from their wicked way, he is pleading with mankind today to do the same. We have a God that takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He gets no pleasure or satisfaction when someone dies outside of his will and faces judgment and goes down. God back then pleaded with Israel. In verse 9, he said, turn from your evil ways. And this is our Heavenly Father's plea today. You see, once the penalty of depart from me, ye that work iniquity, has been given from Almighty God, God can no longer show the sinner favor anymore. Your fate is sealed with Almighty God. You might be saying, what are you saying, Sister Renee? We are told in Ecclesiastic 11, verse 3, it said, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree falls toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, that is that it shall be. Meaning, however you leave this life, that is how you're going to meet God in judgment. If you leave this life in a sinful condition, outside of the will of Almighty God, that is how you are going to appear in the judgment seat. And Jesus said in John 8, verse 21, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sin. Whither I go, you cannot come. You see, there is no salvation after death. You can't repent of your sins after death. I know we are living in a time right now where there are those who believe that everyone will eventually get saved. They believe that God's love is so powerful, and we know God's love is, and overwhelming, that it will eventually melt the hearts of every single soul. Thus, no one will ever end up in hell for all of eternity. But that is not according to the word of God. We are told in John 3:16, and you Bible students know it well, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, oh, I believe that is the clause right there. You got to believe in, oh, my God. Yeah, God loved this world, and God sent his son to die for all mankind. But if you don't believe in Almighty God, he said you are going to perish. He that believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned. Mankind has a choice. You can choose to serve God, or you can choose to believe in God, or you can choose differently. But it is up to you to come to Almighty God. Christ Jesus has already died. He's already done what his Father sent him to do. And that is to come to seek and to save that which was lost. That was to die for mankind so that mankind could be saved. But you've got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you choose not to believe, then you will not spend eternity in heaven. And then we are told in Isaiah, the 5th chapter, look at what it says in the Word of God. Remember, we're saying that there are those who are saying eventually everybody is going to get saved. And everybody, when they leave this earth, is going to be heaven bound. But that's not according to the Word of God. He says in Isaiah 5, verse 14, therefore hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without net. Do you believe there's a heaven? Do you believe there's a hell? Well, hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. And their glory and their multitude and their pomp, meaning their showiness, and he that rejoices shall descend into it. You see, God has made it very clear and very plain that we have to accept his free gift of eternal salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ, on this side of heaven. In other words, we only have this one earthly lifetime. Find and accept Jesus. And we have to do it before we die and leave this old world. If we think we can do it after we die and cross over, we will find out very quickly that we were sadly mistaken and will thus have to pay with our eternal life in a horrible place called hell. Hebrews 9, verse 27 says, and as is appointed unto man, once to die, but after this, the judgment. Paul again lets us know that we will only get one earthly lifetime to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. You see, the message that these false teachers are preaching is so deadly, and it is very dangerous to the soul. We are not going to be reincarnated back into another body, as some would have you to believe, to get several more chances to find and accept Jesus. No, God has given us only one earthly lifetime in which to be able to do this. If you are lost this afternoon and you might be on the fence post with the Lord regarding your eternal salvation, the Holy Spirit of God wants you to know these words from Hebrews 3, verse 15. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. You see, making this life-altering decision later in your life may not reward you with the same results as the thief on the cross. What a chance to take. Remember, there were two thieves. Both began their time on the cross by mocking and blaspheming Jesus, as did many of the spectators. One of the thieves responded in faith to the message of Jesus Christ. And I ask you in your leisure, if you don't know the story, to read Luke, the 23rd chapter, 33 through 43. Read that verse of scripture. See, one was there, both of them were there on the cross, and one was taken to paradise that very day, and one was still not convinced to come to Jesus and suffered a deadly and eternal mistake. Not only was this man next to the Savior, but he heard him pray. He witnessed the salvation of the other thief. He saw the world go dark, and he heard the testimony of the Son of God, who is Jesus Christ himself. But saints of God, and to those who are listening in that are not saved, his pride kept him from submitting to the only one who could save his soul. Oh, my God. And one day, the Word of God lets us know that he's going to bow down to that very name he mocked on that cross. Not only him, but to all who are out there in our world today that are mocking the name of Jesus Christ. Turn with me to Philippians, the second chapter, and look what it says there in that 10th verse. You see, we're living in a time where people think it's okay. They make jokes and fun about coming to Almighty God. Oh, they say things that they think is, oh, it's fun. Oh, I can say this against the Almighty God. No, one day you're going to bow down to the very name that you mock. You're going to bow down in humble submission because you're going to have to stand before him in the judgment. He says there in Philippians 2, verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. All knees are going to have to bow to Jesus Christ. Amen. To the lost this afternoon, today is the day of salvation. It is never too late for one to repent and accept the free gift of salvation and to proclaim the gospel message. As long as you have breath, you have a mind and the will to choose life over death, you can come to Jesus Christ. Oh, I share this with you. This morning when I arrived here to the house of God, I was out in the parking lot. And I was the neighbor lady across the street, she spoke to me. And I said hi, and I didn't see her because I was standing on the other side of the vehicle. And I walked around and I asked, I said, how is our other neighbor doing? We haven't seen him in a while. And she said, oh, he's not doing well. He's very sick. He's down very sick in his body. And then she shared with me that he was living with. She had been over here to service with us several times. Sharing with Brother Byron, been down to the food pantry, hearing the word of God, receiving all the tracts and various things that Sister Blake puts together for the food pantry. During our annual turkey giveaway, received a Bible in last year. Receiving all the tracts of coming to God and salvation. Come in and have been to services. And they found her dead on Thursday. Possible overdose. What are you saying, Sister Renee? To the lost, today is the day of salvation. You're hearing the word of God. And if God is speaking to your soul, don't allow the enemy to turn you around. Amen. And tell you that you're too young to serve God. The only life of serving God is for old folks. And there are folks who think they're going to die, don't have anything to offer. Oh, no, it's not so. We have a lot to offer to Almighty God. Bible students know the story of the rich man and Lazarus found in Luke. Turn with me there for a moment. When he cried out, listen to what he cried out in verse 24. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. But before that, let us go back a little bit to verse 19 to get a connection there to someone who may not know this story. There was a rich man in Lazarus, Luke, the 16th chapter. The rich man in Lazarus. Verse 19 says, there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day, meaning he had the best of everything. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. See, he didn't even want the whole meal. He just wanted the crumbs. Moreover, the dogs came, licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. You see, it's too late when you die. And you die outside of the will of God. You see, it says here, he said, he cried out, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented. He said, in this flame. But Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest a good thing, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, listen to these words, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, and lest they also come into this place of torment. Oh, he wanted his brothers to be told about the word of God. He wanted him to send someone to him. But look at the response. And Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And the word of God is saying, or the spirit of the Lord is saying, you have the ministry of the day. Mm-hmm. Hear what the ministry is saying to you today. If you don't know Jesus, don't leave this life without him. You see, this man had exhausted all of his opportunities to come to Almighty God. Not one drop of water remained to be given unto him. My Lord, what a condition to be in. What an awful thought that if you don't turn your life over to Jesus Christ, while the Spirit of God is speaking to you, there might not be another opportunity or another chance for you to come to Almighty God. Oh, turn with me to Matthew 25. You Bible students also know the story of the 10 virgins, how five were wise, five were foolish. Likewise, they had an opportunity to be ready for when the bridegroom cometh. Yet the Bible tells us in verse 3 these words. He said, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And we're living in a time right now while Jesus is tarrying to come. People are slumbering and sleeping. People have no care about their soul right now. They're partying and going to football games and various things that are going on. And I'm not saying anything against people enjoying a football game or whatever. But what I'm saying is spiritually what the Holy Spirit is giving to me, that we are living in a time right now where people are right where these bridegroom were. These virgins were, while the bridegroom tarried, and you can say the bridegroom is Jesus Christ, while Jesus is tarrying right now, they all slumbered and slept. Our world is slumbering and sleeping right now. We are partying. We are down there in Miami right now, trying to get in the last way before the summer goes out, and many of them are partying and gathering and drinking and not caring about their soul. Then the word of God said, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy yourselves. Yeah. You see, I have salvation this afternoon. But I'm not giving it up for anything. I'm running on for Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm sharing with you what the Spirit of the Lord has given me to give to you about living for Almighty God. He went on to say in verse 10, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Oh, my, my, my. Saints of God, you know exactly what this word is saying. Oh, when Jesus Christ comes and when he shuts that door of opportunity, when Jesus Christ shuts that door off, you are not going to be able to open that door to get in. What are you saying, Sister Renee? If the Spirit of God is wooing you right now to come to Almighty God, don't shut that door of opportunity. Don't turn away from Almighty God. My Savior said in the Word of God, he said back there in Revelation, that third chapter, and you know it well, saints of God, I stand at the door and knock. Come on, he's knocking at your heart's door. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, do you have an ear this afternoon? Let him hear. Can you hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you this afternoon? Praise be to Almighty God. You see, when that door is shut, there's not going to be another opportunity. You're not going to be able to say, Lord, open up that door. No, he says there in verse 11. Afterwards came also the other versions saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, oh, listen to what he said, and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he said, I know you not. Oh, what words many are going to hear because they did not come to Almighty God. That's going to be a sad day in the end when God's going to say, depart from me, I never knew ye, you workers of iniquity. Oh, and turn over to Luke and look at what it says there in Luke, that 24th chapter. Praise be to Almighty God. My, my, my. He says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Oh, that straight means constrictive. It means narrow. It's not the broad way. It's a straight way to come to Almighty God. Sister and I were sharing downstairs this morning. You know, when you come to Almighty God, he says you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That old life is gone away. You are now living a new life in Christ Jesus. And many we see are failing when they come to Almighty God. They go through all the work. They do all what they're supposed to do, coming to God, and then they allow the world to turn them away, and they go right back out into the world. But my Bible tells me it's better for you not to have known him than to come to him and depart and leave him.
Amen.
But you got to strive. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Listen to these words. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and you began to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto me, unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Oh, my, 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 what awful words to hear. Then shall ye begin to say, excuse me, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our street. And but he shall say, I tell you, I know you not. So you know, a lot of people are doing a lot of good things. There are a lot of doing a lot of community work and going here and various things. You hear about it on the news all the time, various organizations. But if you're not doing it for the cause of Jesus Christ, you're doing it in vain. Yeah. You're doing it so that your name can be put in light.
You're doing it so that your name will be lifted up. But as the people of God, we lift up Jesus Christ. It's not about us doing the food pantry. It's not about us doing the turkey giveaway or helping the poor or doing what we do. But it's about doing it in the name of Jesus Christ. We don't want our name lifted up. You may say to me, what are you saying, Sister Renee? And Sister Blake and I have been dealing with this. We've had a lot of people come to us. Well, why don't you go ahead and put the church and go and put the church in these various little organizations? They can help out and they can give you food for various things. Sister Blake and I have read them and we've said no, because see, they want their name in it. They want their name. The name of Jesus is the only one we want to lift up. God has supplied everything we need to feed the hungry, to those in this community. And when we do it to the glory and honor of God. It's not about us patting ourselves on the back or high-fiving one another. No, it's about Jesus Christ. When we get up and we sing, we give God the glory. When we get up and preach, we give God the glory. When we get up and pray, we give God the glory. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Thank you,
it's not about me. Not about Brother Byron, Sister Blake, or anyone, but to God be the glory. Praise our God. My, my, my. He went on to say in verse 27, but he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye that workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. See, everybody thinks there's going to be a party going on in hell. Not so. There's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Saints, let's run on to the end.
Amen.
Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Oh, many are playing around with their life, waiting. But come to Jesus while he was calling. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Don't say, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week, but do it now while the Spirit of God is speaking to your heart. When we finished on last Lord's Day, the Holy Spirit had us looking at the list of things that Paul shared within 2 Timothy of what the last days would look like. You see, none of us know what day or hour the Son of God is coming. However, we are told in Romans, the 13th chapter, these words that were left on record for us in the 11th verse of Romans, the 13th chapter. It says, in that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Also Jesus, in Matthew 24, he said in verse 33, so likewise ye, when you see all these things, and you got to go read the entire chapter, know that it is near, even at the door. See, Jesus is warning about a spiritual tsunami that is coming. I believe this passage of Scripture has something to say also to the people of God, as well as to those who do not know the Lord. It is a reminder for you and I, for all of us, that the end is coming and that people had better be ready when Jesus Christ comes back. You know, we are told in Amos, the 8th chapter, oh, my, 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 we're living in a time of famine, and it's not a famine of food. It's not a famine. We got plenty of food here in the United States of America. Oftentimes, we hear where there are those who disregard the food and throw it out. I can remember during the pandemic that there was a farmer who had all the milk, and because all the children were home,
They didn't have the milk to give to the school, and they were throwing it and throwing out. And they said, don't throw it out. There's still folks out there that need it. We're living in a time right now. We're not speaking of a famine of food, but we're speaking of a famine of hearing the word of God and applying it in our lives. He says there in Amos, the 8th chapter, verse 11, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land. Oh, and do you believe God has sent that famine in the land right now? Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. You may say, Sister Renee, why would God send a famine? Because you said that not all of God's counsel. Yeah. You told God, I don't want you in my business. I don't want to hear from you, God. I don't want to know about the things of God. So now God has turned you over. He's given you slumber eyes, and he sent a famine in the land right now. And that famine is of hearing the word of God. He goes on to say, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. Oh, saints of God, we've heard it a lot of times. When people have come in here and said, I've been looking for a place. I'm looking for a church where they teach the word of God. Oh, when you come here, you're going to be not because of me, but because the Spirit of the Lord is here. And the Spirit of the Lord has us teach the word of God. We teach it to our young children from Sunday school all the way up. We don't come in to play on video games. Amen. We didn't come this morning to sit down and to play video games. You can play video games at home, but we came this morning to tell you the good news that Jesus Christ saves. Praise our God. That is the commission God has given to us. That is to teach the word of God. Praise our God. In that Matthew, the 24th chapter, Jesus had mentioned a comparison that he was telling us that the last days were going to be like the days of Noah, when Noah was building the ark, and the world was destroyed by the flood. To see the state of affairs in Noah's days, you got to go back to Genesis, the 6th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. Spirit of the Lord would have us to look into the word of God. Now understand, we're in that time right now. Souls are perishing every day. It's a grim reality that death is all around us. We hear it in the news. We've heard it in family. Last few weeks, maybe 3-4 weeks, we've had several that have gone into eternity. This is outside of the ones going with COVID and the various things. It's a dark time in our world right now. And it's even darker because the world is in gross darkness, because many are not coming to God. But look at what he said there in Genesis, the 6th chapter, starting with the 5th verse. This is back in Noah's time. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Do you believe God is seeing that right now?
Yeah.
And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. My, my, my. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. You see, God was displeased. Don't misunderstand that word when it says repented, that our Lord did something wrong and he had to ask for forgiveness. Not so. He is God. It was letting us know that God was displeased with mankind that he had made, because God had a desire for mankind. He had a desire for mankind to live a righteous and sober life. When God breathed into Adam the breath of life, he made him a living being. He was made after the similitude of Almighty God. And our Almighty God is a holy and a righteous God. But it goes on in verse 7 and says, and the Lord said, I will destroy man from whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air,
for it repenteth me that I have made them. Oh, you see how mankind back then had gotten to the point where God was so displeased with them that even our very God said he would destroy the very man that he created. Are we there yet, saints of God, in our time right now? He went on to say, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Saints of God, thank God that you and I have found grace in Almighty God. Oh, he still has a remnant in this day and time, and we thank God for that. He goes on to say, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. You'll hear people oftentimes saying that God didn't require that they be perfect and they walk as just men back then, but the word of God tells us that Noah, just like Job, was a just man. He went on to say, and Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Are we there yet in our society today? Every hand, all we're hearing about is nothing but killing, various things going on. He said, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And then he went on to tell him, he wanted him to make the ark, because God had saw the wickedness of mankind. And saints of God, I believe we are there today. Oh, we are there where mankind right now is so evil in our day and time. You see, back then men lived for evil and they gave no thought to God or to God's will. We're seeing that today. The word imagination in verse 5 means they were fashioning themselves. It means that the men fashioned after every form of evil, gave themselves over to every vile affection of the flesh. Are we seeing that today in our time? They were so wicked and so given over to pursuing the evils of sin that God was determined to destroy them from the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. The sin of man literally stabbed our Heavenly Father in his heart. The word grieve is a love word. We do not grieve for someone that we don't love.
True.
God wanted a relationship with man. He wants one today with mankind. But that mankind back then had no desire for God, and it broke his heart. Mankind is doing the same today, and I know it's breaking our Heavenly Father's heart. Why? Because he sent his son to die for you, his only begotten son. Jesus tells us that the last days will be like the days in which Noah lived. We are seeing this prophecy come true before our very eyes. Evilness on every hand, killings, violence, unchecked behaviors going on right now. Turn with me to 2 Timothy 3. This is where we left off on last Lord's Day. We spoke about what perilous means. Difficult, troublesome times all around us. Trying times, uneasy. Hard violence is going on, threatening, very dangerous. And this is what we're seeing right now in America, all over the world. And then we hear folks come up and say, God bless America. What is God to bless when we won't even reverence him in a respectful way? Yes. We will take his name in vain. You see, our world has rejected the counsel of God, and now we are faced with a society that is out of control and on the brink of collapse. Paul says in verse 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, we broke these down last week, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. We finished here with disobedience to parents. We spoke to the young people about obeying your father and mother because it is right in the eyes of Almighty God.
You may look at your father and your mother and you may think, oh, they're old-fashioned. They don't know what they're doing. But remember what the Bible says. Honor thy father and mother that your days may be long upon this earth.
Amen.
Praise our God. Next, Paul speaks about unthankful. People today have no sense of gratitude for anything that they have. This is not only for the lost, but also for those of us who are saved. People complain about everything, everybody, whether it came from God or man. It's either too cold, it's too hot, or it's raining too much. I wish this rain would go away. Oh, we need, it's so hot outside, we need some cool. Oh, it's snowing outside. Oh, I can't stand it. It's ice. The list goes on and on and on and on. Oh, I got to wear a mask. Oh, I don't want to wear a mask. I don't want. We just complain about everything. Yet God's words teach us that we should be a content and thankful people. Colossians 3, verse 15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Do you believe the word of God?
Amen.
Praise our God. And then we are told these words in Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 11. It says, not that I speak in respect of one. This is Paul speaking here to the believers there at Philippians. He said, not that I speak in respect of one. For I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be what? Content. Are you content? He said, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Then he went on to say, I can do all things, what? Through Christ, which strengthened me. When you have Jesus in your life, you don't have to worry about your bread and your water.
Amen.
Our God said, I will supply all of your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. You don't have to say, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that, because our Heavenly Father is rich and he supplied
Amen.
It for all of us.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise God. Thank God for his word. Lord bless little Liam in a special way. Lord bless him. God has blessed us. Regardless if you're saved or not. We're told in Matthew 5, verse 45, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil. It's in our Sunday school lesson, on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Meaning God has created this universe and everything that's in it. We are all saved. Even the saved and the unsaved, they share in all the natural things of life. Both the sun and the rain, the good and the bad, the happy and the sad.
Yeah.
We all experience life circumstances. But as children of God, we are to rise above our circumstances, knowing that our Heavenly Father is in full control. Oh, the saints of God don't have to complain like the world. We just allow all things to be done to the glory and honor of Almighty God. Praise our God. Paul went on to say they would be unholy. People today are governed by their passions. They are blind to modesty, decency, purity, and any righteousness. They think nothing of flaunting around wickedness and evil right in your face. They do not respect the things that are sacred to Almighty God. People are living as if there is no God. And we see this trend is becoming more and more evident in our world today. We're seeing it. We heard from some of the saints on Wednesday night about how they are faced with the disrespect of God at work. And how it grieves their hearts to hear the disrespect that's coming from those that call in. I shared that our neighbor behind us the other day was cursing at his children. He was taking God's name in vain. See, our society has become so filthy at the mouth. It's okay, many things, to just cuss out anyone. Many walking around just saying all kinds of words. The Bible tells us in Romans 3, verse 18, that there is no fear of God before their eyes. Paul was saying that when sin increases, and we know that sin is abounding right now in our land, it is because there is no fear of God or in the people's heart. Jesus said in Matthew 24:19, and because iniquity, and iniquity is sin, shall abound, meaning to multiply, the love of many shall wax cold. Has it waxed cold?
Yes, it has.
Look at our time right now. People who claim to be of God are not on fire for the Lord. Many of them, well, I got to take care of this. You have to leave that and do what Jesus Christ has
Amen.
For you to do.
Amen.
That will take care of itself because our Lord said so in the Word of God. Oh, my, my, my. When I came to Jesus, it's not about sitting on Do Nothing Street. God has worked for all of us in the family of God. No, there's no big eyes or little U's. I said to Sister Blake on last time when we had food pantry, I work right with everyone else. Just because I preach the word of God and I'm a leader right now in the congregation, God didn't say that I sit down and watch everybody
Amen.
Work. No.
Amen.
I come, I pack boxes, I can go, I shop and buy the groceries, I clean tables, I do all to the glory and honor of God. I love working in the house of God. I don't want no one to lift me up, but lift up Jesus Christ. He's the one that needs to be lifted up. I can sweep. I can clean restrooms. I do it every Sunday morning. Go in and refresh them up. So when we come to the house of God, I'm only saying it to the glory and honor of God. So I can do work as God will have all of us to do in the house of God. When we began to set each other up on a pedestal, saints of God, the Bible says, he that thinketh he stand, take heed lest he fall. I don't want to get lifted up. I want to be where God will have me to be. Praise our God. And that is working with my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. See, people's love for God has become stone cold. You know what Jesus said in the word of God about a lukewarm spirit? He said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. We're seeing iniquity abounding all around us. We can see the disrespect that's going on all around us in our land. And then we oftentimes wonder to ourselves, well, how can that be? How are these things this way? That's because people have lost their first love. Their evil is coming out. And the world right now has sees no limit in the evil things that are happening all around us. And that's what happens when our land is evil. Oh, saints of God, I feel sorry for our young children growing up. That's why we pray for them. Pray that God keep them from the evil of this day and time. Pray that he would watch over our little children, our little grands and babies and children that we have here in the congregation, because we're seeing it right now in our land. Praise our God.
Amen.
Oh, my, my, my. We're seeing restraint. Look around our world, saints. Trouble on every hand. That's what happens when people don't fear God. They will not take sin seriously. And the consequences of sin are enormous. Anything goes in our society today. You have people even making fun of sin. Oh, yeah, I lied, so what? You knew the word of God. He said, all liars shall have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. He tells us, lie not one to another. You may say to me, oh, Sister Renee, it was just a little white lie, a peacemaking lie. There's no such thing as a peacemaking lie. Lies can't make peace. Because guess what? When you lie, that means you got to lie again to try to cover up for that lie you just told. So they won't figure out what you're doing or won't know, understand or know that you did something wrong. That's why God said in the word of God about liars. Oh, we have to raise our children, saints of God, so they know that you can't walk around lying. Don't walk around and tell. You tell me the truth. That's how we raise Maria. You, when something happens, you better tell us the truth. Better not have let us find out that you didn't tell us the truth, because the consequences will be worse. Oh, my, my, my. Praise our God. Also, Paul went, you know, many people right now, they look around and see the things that are going on. And they say, oh, well, Sister Renee, how can they continue on in their sin? Look at what the psalmist said in there. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 8, he said in verse 11, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of the Son of Man is fully set in them to do evil. My, my, my. You talk about fear. Fear is not only lacking in our society, but is also lacking in pulpits today.
Yeah.
There are those who stand in pulpits who claim they're saved. They do not have a fear of God. They don't have to fear God as the unsaved do. You see, Adam back in the garden, he had to fear God because he was out of the will of God. And his fear caused him to try to run and hide from Almighty God. But as a believer, we don't have to disobey God. We obey God out of fear. But we don't obey God out of fear, but we obey God out of love, living in obedience to God's eternal word. Our fear causes us to want to draw closer to Almighty God. You see, our fear of God is a deep, holy, reverent, humble respect and awe of Almighty God. And for his eternal word, we obey the commandments of God. Solomon wrote in Proverbs, the first chapter, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise knowledge. He said, and instruction. Then he said in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, verse 13, he says there, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Oh, do we hate evil and the thing and pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the forward mouth? Do I hate? You see, when you fear the Lord, you will not disobey his word.
Amen.
You will live a life of righteousness and holiness. Brother Byron spoke, expounded upon this on Wednesday night in our Bible study. Righteousness is a requirement for saints of God, he told us. God's word instructs us in righteousness. Oh, brother told us about the scripture, and it's in here later on in this passage of scripture here in 2 Timothy 3, where it says in verse 16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Our world today is full of folks that are standing in pulpits right now that have not been called to preach the word of God. Yet we are told in the word of God in Jeremiah, these words, turn with me there for a moment, saints of God. Oh my, my, my. I thank God that the word of God has been left on record for us. Look at what he says there in verse 21. He said, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. You see, not everyone that saith they are a pastor or a bishop or an elder is from God. He went on to say, I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesy. Don't forget, the devil can preach too. And yes, he can be convincing. Remember Eve in the garden? That is why we are instructed in the word of God. In another passage of scripture that tells us, believe not every spirit, try the spirits, whether they are of God. Also, Jesus in another passage told us, he said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Then he went on to say there in verse 22 of Jeremiah 23, he said, but if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned from their evil way. See, when you're speaking the word of God and you're warning souls, people will turn from their evil ways and from the evil of their doings. That's how you and I got saved, because we heard the word of God. Pastor Wilbur, many of us were saved under Elder Wilbur. He preached the word of God, and we turned from our evil ways to serve Almighty God. He said, am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? See, you can't hide from Almighty God. Oh, Sister taught us that song. There's no hiding place down here. He went on to say, saith the Lord, do not I feel heaven and earth, saith the Lord. I have heard what the prophet said that prophesied lies in my name. Oh, he's hearing it right now. Many in our day and time are prophesying lies in God's name. They're telling people it's okay. God understands you can't help it. Sin you must and sin you can't help it. But that's not what the word of God says. Is I've heard them what the prophets have said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart. See, it's all about them reaping things upon themselves, reaping money and good things and various things, having their people buy them luxury jets and airplanes and very living in big, fancy, fancy homes at the cost of the members. That's not of God.
Amen.
You don't need to send me on vacation. God will supply that. Amen.
Praise.
You don't have to take up nothing for me to go on a vacation or buy me something. No, that's not of God. Oh, praise our God. He said, which thing to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell everyone, every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word. What? Faithfully, what is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord. You know, the husk is no good.
That's right.
He said, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer? You see, God's word, if we preach God's word as it is, God's word will cut away the dross. God's word will break up that stony heart. He said, that breaketh the rock in pieces. He said, therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. We know Brother Maurice broke this scripture down a couple Wednesday nights ago. He said, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he said, you know, there are a lot of them out there in the world of God. Well, the Lord told me to say this. The Lord told me to say so and so. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. You may say, oh, Sister Renee, they have big congregations. They have a lot of people. My God said they're not going to profit because there's not going to be many. Many may be sitting in them large congregations and may not be saved because you're not teaching them the word of God. And when this people or the prophet or a priest shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of the Lord? Or what is the grace of Almighty God? Thou shalt then say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith the Lord. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people, that shall say the burden of the Lord, I will even punish that man and his house. Oh, people take God's grace out of vain. Oh, yeah, God's grace is there. Because if it had not been for the grace of God, where would you and I be today?
Amen.
My. You can read on the rest of it, saints of God, in your leisure. But you see, when you fear God, you'll hate sin. You will not allow someone to tell you that it's okay for you to sin, because God knows that you cannot help it. No, our God does not condone sin in anyone,
amen,
especially his children who have been called by his name. Nor does he just brush it off as nothing. That's not our God. God expects more out of us. He expects us to live righteous, sober, holy lives for him. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, because we're going back to 2 Timothy, he says, for the wages of sin is death. God, as we said earlier in this message, does not take pleasure in the death of mankind out of his will.
That's right.
That is why he's ordained preaching to warn souls that if you die in your sins, in hell is where you're going to lift up your eyes. You see, it's my responsibility. God has called me to this position, and it is my responsibility to warn mankind to turn to Almighty God. It is also my responsibility to live according to the message that I am preaching to lost souls. You see, the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. The word of God is what draws mankind to God. Jesus said in John 12, 32, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Coming to salvation means you come to Christ Jesus, not to a church building,
amen,
not to a pastor, not to a layman, but to Christ Jesus, because neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Oh, the word of God warns us of things to come. It is letting us to know that Jesus is returning. He's not coming back to set up a kingdom, but he's coming back to receive the bride, the church of God, knowing that his next coming will be one of judgment. It should cause all mankind to run to Almighty God and want to be saved. When Jesus said at Calvary, he died for the sins of the world, God the Father, we are told in 2 Corinthians, made him to be sin for you and I. If you are listening to this message and are not saved, and you have not been convinced in your soul that you need Christ Jesus in your life, I say to you, what is holding you back? What are you looking for in life that you cannot obtain and know in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? He said in Matthew, the 6th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. We're getting back to Timothy. He said there in Matthew 6, look at these words, one of Sister Holmes' favorite scriptures. He says there in Matthew 6, he says in verse 33 of that scripture reading, he says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. He said, in all these things, what things? If you go back and you began to read what he talked about, let's go back for a little bit. For those who may not know this passage of scripture, he said in verse 25, he said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Praise our God. Oh, thanks to God, this is a promise. He said, is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air. You know, they're flying all up in the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather in the barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, add one cubit unto his stature? He said, and why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God, come on, saints of God, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Are we there, saints of God? He said, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek, meaning after all these things do the sinner man think. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. Do you not know that our God knows everything we stand in need of. He knows what bill you have to pay. He knows what food you have in your cupboard. He knows if you have shoes for your feet or food for your babies. And look at what he says there. For your heavenly Father, he knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Oh, and then the psalmist David went on and said in that 37th division of Psalms, verse 25, I was young and now am old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Oh, he didn't stop there, but we read it at the onset of the message. He said there in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. If God your shepherd Praise this God. Afternoon, Amen. If God is your shepherd, don't take no thought for your food. Don't worry yourself in a frenzy about Praise not God. Having what someone else has. But remember, God is your shepherd. Amen. He will make you to lie down in green pastures. Oh, our God will lead you by the still waters. Because why? Our God is a peaceful God. He's an all-knowing God. He's able to supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. How many know what I'm talking about? How many can say thanks be to God because he supplies all of my needs? Praise
Thank you,
our God.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes, he's able. Praise our God. Praise him. He is able. Fear God is the wisest thing for those of us, knowing that our God is able. Brother was saying earlier, we had it in the message, he's talking about Ecclesiastes 12, one of the scriptures that Brother Maurice goes to, where it says there in that scripture, verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
Yes.
For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Amen.
Oh, come and see. Jesus is calling. Praise our God. Let us go back to 2 Timothy 3. Verse 3 says, without natural affection. Oh, we're seeing this breakdown right now going on in the world today. Family is not what it was before, but it's still the same in God's eyes. A husband and a wife. Not a man and a man and a woman and a woman. That's not family.
Amen.
Seeing abandonment of children and everything, abortion and all kinds of things is running rampant in our society. Marriage is no longer sacred. Brother Byrene was stated on last day when my sister thought she and her husband had been married for 33 years, but it was really 35. He was saying people don't stay together that long anymore. No, they're in and out, trial. I'm going to run dry, do a dry run, and all these kind of things. That's not of God. Marriage is still sacred to Almighty God. Marriage right now is a game to some people. You see it. They have all these programs on TV. You know, the Bachelorette and all these kind of things, and they're jumping around man to man and woman to woman. All that. That's not about God. That's
Amen.
Not about God.
Amen.
I was reading an obituary the other day of a friend. Her husband passed away. And I read in the obituary, and I don't know why she allowed him to put it in there because they were married. Put her down as significant other. Instead of what? But I know in our time right now, we're moving to this in our jobs. All this, you know, things that you have to inclusion and various things. Because of the homosexual movement that's going on right now, the world wants us to call our husbands or wives significant others instead of what they are. Brother Tony is not my significant other. He's my husband. The Bible says in Genesis 2:24, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, not significant other.
Yes. Amen.
And they
Amen.
Shall be one flesh. Perilous times, saints. Perilous times are upon us. God institutes a family and marriage. You need to understand that. Paul went on to say truce breakers. This refers to those who will not keep their promises. Oh, we're seeing that. They'll vow a vow and not keep it. Be careful. Man's word is no longer his bond. Back in the day when my dad and them were coming along in business things, we're finding that out in various things we're going through. They made deals with, you know, just their word. I'll haul you some load of gravel and dirt, and I'll pay you such and such. And they paid him without even having contracts and all this. Now you got to have contracts and threefold and NCR paper and all that kind of stuff going on because man's word is not his bond. Man don't want to agree with anything. It's also letting us know people are unyielding. At all costs, they want their own way. That's why we are seeing so much fighting going on in our elected officials. People screaming concerning wearing a mask in public venues. Our in the family of God, we are all workers together in Christ Jesus. He is the one who holds the building together. He's the one that makes us to grow into a holy temple for him. This is what we are told in Ephesians, the second chapter. Hold on to Timothy. Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 20. It says, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed. Are we fitly framed together? Grow up unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. See, by the blood of Jesus Christ, all Christians are made one in him. Praise our God. Paul went on to say false accusers. These people do everything in their power to destroy the good name and reputation of another. The devil is a slanderer, and those who engage in destroying the good name of another person are guilty of engaging in the devil's work. Incontinent, Paul said, meaning without self-control or the ability to discipline oneself. Look at our Congress. As Sister said on last Lord's Day, look at what's happening in airplanes, thousands of miles in the air, people fighting and carrying on over wearing masks, grocery stores, street corners. People are just out of control. I saw in the news the other day in Charlotte, North Carolina, where a three-year-old boy was killed by gunfire in his home because some kids had a dispute at a high school. Perilous times, saints of God. Paul said they would be fierce, meaning untamed, savage, brutal. We are seeing a trend in this direction in our society right now. Men are literally living like wild animals. We heard in the news of people literally bludgeoningly, meaning they're beating and bashing and hitting people to death. The other day, they were talking to a gentleman that killed a family of four. He told the officers questioning him that they begged for their lives, but I killed them anyway. And he said the reason why is because God told him to do it. Perilous times, saints. He said, despisers of those that are good. We live in a world where good is evil and evil is good. Those who stand for right are slapped in the face because of it. Therefore, those who take a stand along biblical lines are apt to be persecuted and hated. Why do you think the worldly crowds don't want the Ten Commandments in the courtrooms anymore? They don't want them on the school walls. They don't want you praying. Why do you think the gentleman that called Maria said he wanted God off his information? People don't want prayer at school functions. Why do you think that the world is so against the word of God being preached in public form until something catastrophic happens as a 9/11 or a flood or tornadoes or tsunami or hurricane that begins to destroy lives? But we're told in 1 John 3, verse 13, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. Don't be amazed if the world don't like you, saint. Perilous times. Paul said traitors. people who betray others and break friendship just to get their way. They lie, they cheat, they steal, crush anyone who dares to get in their way. That's what a traitor is. They will possess no loyalty except to themselves. Perilous times. They're heady, reckless, meaning rash, acting without reasonable thought. Oh, we're seeing that in our land right now. This is a lifestyle that does as it pleases. No regard for anyone else. They don't care about the consequences. I'm just going all in. Praise our God. Lord have mercy. We're seeing it right now, saints. Perilous times. High-minded. So many people are puffed up in themselves. They have a false sense of who they are. They believe they're the one who woke themselves up. Not so. You didn't wake yourself up this morning. It was the goodness of Almighty God that allowed you to get up. You say, well, Sister Renee, the alarm clock went off. It was the goodness of God to allow you to hear that alarm clock to go off. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. I believe it, saints of God. Oh, I believe it's the goodness of Almighty God. I know a lot of times I'll say to Brother Byron, how you doing today? Oh, by the grace of God, I'm doing good. Oh, it's by the grace of Almighty God. It's by the goodness of Almighty God. We're able to be here. Paul went on to say, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God's word. They love the pleasures of the world more than they want to hear about God. We're living in a pleasure-mad society right now. Billions are spent on movies, music, video games, entertainment, attending college and professional sports. However, souls can have to be persuaded and prodded and pushed to come to the house of God. Perilous time, saints. Paul went on to talk about deception. He let us know the population of the last days would be characterized by wickedness and evil. And that they would be a religious type of people saying that they're saved. You may think to yourself, as I was thinking to myself, how can we live in a society where 94% of Americans believe in God and we see the stuff that's going on right now? We are living in a time where we have so many churches. There's a glut of churches right up and down the street, even on this hilltop. Coming in to do the hilltop, there's churches all over, storefronts all over, claiming to be a church. We're running over in religion in America. But look at the evil that is in our land. Look at the hatred for Almighty God. That's why Paul said they will have a form of godliness. The word form means a semblance. In other words, they will claim to be good and decent people, but that is nothing but a false claim. They don't know God as their personal Lord. They don't know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. They have not been washed from their filthiness. They're denying the power that God can save and that Almighty God can keep them. Many people today are just religious. They're not saved.
Amen.
My. Oh, if you claim that Jesus is in your life, you will live a life according to the word of God. Jesus said, the word of God says in 2 Corinthians, we're coming to a close, saints, hang in there. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. When you say you're in Jesus Christ, that old life has passed away. That old way of getting by. That old way of doing folks in. That old way of lying, cheating, stealing, and not paying your taxes and various things. That old life has gone out. You are now a new creature in Christ Jesus, and you do things honestly. Why? Because we serve a holy God, and our God expects us to be holy. Then we're told in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 21, it says, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be what? Renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Praise our God. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Then he said, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. My, my, my. To the lost, will you come to Jesus? Don't allow another moment of time to be wasted on the devil. Everything the Spirit has given to me in this part of the message and on last Lord's Day is important for the souls of mankind. Time is winding up. Souls are going into eternity each and every day without a Savior. To the lost, the salvation we love, we talk about, so much is only possible when you come, but when you come to Jesus Christ. The Bible gives you ways to come, and it tells you. Jesus said in John 3:3 to Nicodemus, he said, except a man be born again, cannot see the kingdom of God. In Romans, the 10th chapter, it says there in verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth of the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. If you don't know Jesus this afternoon, I say to you, all you have to do is see Jesus for who he is and place your faith and belief in him. When you do, he will save your soul. Being saved is not some difficult, not some mystical process. You don't have to memorize the sinner's prayer. You don't have to walk the Roman road, as somebody will tell you. All you have to do is look away to Jesus by faith and trust that his death on the cross and his resurrection are sufficient for you. I say to you this afternoon, come and see. You'll never regret the day that you gave your life to Jesus Christ. He's promised you, all those who hear his Father's call and come to him, that he will not turn away. He said, I will in no wise cast out. He will accept you. Your past sins are no hindrance for him, no hindrance to his saving grace. Your present condition is no hindrance to his saving grace. If you will come to him, he will not turn you away, but he will save your soul. Yes, God is interested in your salvation. God cares about you. He cares about where you will spend eternity. How do we know that God cares about us? We know that God cares about us because the word of God says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We are also told how God cares about us in Romans 5:8, where it says, yet while we were sinners, that Christ died for us. It starts out, but God commended his love toward man, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. See, God proved his love for you and I when God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to die on the cross. But God knows that because he cares, that does not mean that you want to be saved. He knows that you must respond to him by repenting of your sins and coming to Almighty God. Oh, yes, there's another invitation in the Word of God. Turn to Revelation 22. And saints, we're coming to a close. He said in Revelation 22, these words, turn to me there for a moment. In verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, let him that heareth come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Oh, my, my, my. This is an open invitation for you to come. It's an invitation for you to know that Jesus Christ is wanting to save your soul. It's an invitation to let you know that when you meet Jesus, yes, he will change your life. You will want to stay with him. You won't want to run away from him, but you will come to Almighty God and know that you have met your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherever you may be today, the Lord will help you to get where you need to be. If you will only come to him, he will meet you where you are, and he will take you where he wants you to be. How many have found that so? You can do it, and he will see to it. Won't you come to Jesus Christ? As we bring this message to a close, turn with me to Ezekiel 18 and look at what it says, these words here. In the word of God, he says there in verse 23, he said, "Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live?" Will you come to Jesus? Will you allow him to be the head of your life? Don't allow the enemy of your soul to keep you from coming to God. The hymnal says, only a look turns me away from sin. Just one look will bring salvation, eternal life to win. Come and see. Only trust Jesus Christ. May the grace of God and his sweet communion rest, rule, and abide with you. God bless you is my prayer.
Praise our God.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for his word. Come and see. Come and see. The Lord is able. We have to come to him. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for his word. Amen. That just lets us know that we have to come. We have to. Where there's something for us to do. Come and see. We can't come and then still have our eyes closed.
Amen.
Because if our eyes are closed, then we're rejecting the word that's being given to us. Come and see. As this Pastor Jenkins was preaching, and I was thinking about that invitation, come. Will you come to Jesus? Come to him. And I was looking at even in the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 33, verses 13 and 14. Because when we come, he promises us that he's going to give us something. Verse 13 says, "Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee." This is what's required if we're going to come to the Lord. Because his grace is sufficient. And it's by grace that we're saved. "Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. And consider that this nation is thy people." And he said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." Brother Byron, we've been talking about divine presence. And the Lord promised, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." And then Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor." Because when we're in sin, we are laboring. We're heavy laid. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." If you don't know the Lord, won't you come and see? Just come and see. Amen. Shall we stand? Thank God for his word. Thank God. When we come and we see and the Lord, knowing that his grace is sufficient, we're saved by his grace, then as Pastor preached, we have to realize that we're a new creature. A change has taken place in us. And when we yield to the Lord, we let him have his way. That change is not something that we're going to then switch back. It's not like a light switch. Today I'm on for salvation, or today I'm on for the Lord, but tomorrow I'm off. Because we don't take off from the Lord. But come and see, the Lord is gracious. The Lord is mighty to save. And he is faithful to his people.
Amen. What shall we sing?
399.
Number 399 in the worship of the Lord. Amen. Come and see. Don't frustrate the grace of God. If you're saved, be saved. Amen. Don't bring a reproach on the cause of God. If you say you're saved and you're living in a way, or the things in your life that are not surrendered, things that have not been put on the altar, things that have not been mortified and killed that are in your life, don't frustrate the grace of God.
Will you come to Jesus? He is calling. Will you come to him with happy delay? He is full of love, so kind and gracious. He will surely save your soul today. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come to Jesus full of mercy? Will you give him time and talents to? Will you not prepare to reign in glory? Sinner, to your precious soul be true. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come to Jesus? Do not grieve him. He has paid the ransom for your soul. Tarry then no longer, just receive him, and in mercy he will make you whole.
Praise God.
Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come?
So much was in the message that we see again in this song. It says, will you come to second verse, will you come to Jesus full of mercy? Will you give him time and talents too? Pastor Jenkins preached about how, you know, but the Lord wants us to come and to yield all of ourselves to him. We can't sit on do nothing street and expect to serve the Lord. We can't stay home and then say that we're part of the body of Christ when we could be in the house of God. The word says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. God is able to work on our behalf. If we're faithful to him, he is able to work on our behalf, and we don't have to sit in a booth and wait for God to move. As a matter of fact, we take our burdens to the Lord and we leave them there, trusting that God is going to bless. And that if we wait on him, and there are many times he's told us, wait on the Lord. Now, waiting on the Lord doesn't mean that we just sit and do nothing while we're waiting for him to work. That means that we're to carry out and do those things that he's told us to do in his word. We come to service. We assemble ourselves along with the saints. We offer up our prayers together. We pray. We give praises to his name together. We come for ordinance service. Let us break bread together on our knees. So will you not prepare to reign in glory? That's how we prepare. That's how we live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. The Lord didn't tell us to go into a cave or a convent or a monastery. Jesus said that he prayed when he prayed for us to the Father. He didn't pray that God would take us out of the world, that he would keep us from the evil in the world. And how will others who are unsaved ever know the power of God except they see it work in our lives? Amen. Thank God. Won't you prepare to reign in glory? In order to reign in glory, we got to be reigning in this life. Praise our God. Will you come to Jesus? Do not grieve him. Pastor Jacobs talked about that word grieve when she was talking about that sixth chapter of Genesis. She said that grieve is a love word. I hadn't thought about it that way, but it's true. She said, because you don't grieve for someone that you don't love. And so as God grieved God about man because God loved man. And that's before God sent the flood. But God is grieved for those who are not living according to his word, but he's grieved because he loves us. He doesn't want us to see us lost. If you don't know the Lord, won't you come to Jesus? Come and see that he is gracious. Jesus has already paid the ransom for our soul. It says, tarry then no longer. Pastor Jacobs prayed, what are you waiting for? Tarry then no longer. Just receive him. And in mercy, he will make you whole, because tomorrow's not promised. We can't tarry and wait with our eternal soul hanging in the balance. Will you come to Jesus? Is there one? Is there one that will pray? Say, pray for my soul. Amen. 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 Praise our God. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. We'll sing that fourth verse. The altar is here. Someone will come. We'll pray with you if you come. The Lord is already waiting to meet you if you come.
Will you come to Jesus? Time is flying. Do not wait a moment. Come just now. Many souls in sin, they are dying. Come and at his feet, repenting now. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him, for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall?
Amen. As we said, we already heard the report that Pastor Jenkins gave us, that the one who come in and out the food pantry, one who lived right across the street, one who, as the saints were coming in and out of this building to service, would call across the street, "Hi, Sister So-and-so. Hi, Sister So-and-so," and would make promises. I'll come over. We're coming over to the service. We're coming over. One soul is in eternity, and the other is very, very, very ill. Perhaps even wishing that he was well enough in his body to be able to cross the street and come to service. My Lord, my Lord. God's word is true. God's word has been preached this morning. Amen. And so now it is ours to do as our heart leads us. But just know that we will answer for everything that we have heard in the judgment. Those that we know to do, we must do it with all of our might. And if we reject the word of God, then we're going to be held accountable in the judgment.
Amen.
Amen. We're told to he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So even if one is not saved, is not repented, but they even in their own conscience, they know. And people, they may not be saved, but they know what the word of God says. They know right from wrong. And if they're doing those things that they know to be wrong, they'll give an account. We thank God for his word. It is true. God is mighty to save, and his word has regenerative powers. We can be made alive in Christ Jesus through the word of God. Amen. Thank God for his word. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for all that our hearts have heard, dear God. We thank you, dear God, because we know that your word is true. Lord, we can give testimony, dear God, to the truth of your word, dear Father. Lord, we can give testimony, dear God, to the fact that your word changes lives, dear Father. For truly, Lord, it changed our lives, dear God, when you saved our souls. And so, Lord, we have a burden for souls, Lord, and we're praying, dear God, that others would come to thee, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that your grace, dear Father, would go forth, dear God, and give them an opportunity, dear God, to come to thee while there is yet time. For, Lord, as we say, Lord, we see there are others, dear God, who have had an opportunity, dear God, in times past, who have heard the very word that we've heard preached today, dear God, preached in our hearts, dear God. Lord and Father, they did not yield. They did not come to you, dear God. And, Lord, some have gone into eternity without a Savior, dear God, lost forever. Oh, my Lord, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to hearts and minds today, dear God. And, Lord, that they would come to you, dear God. Lord, realizing, Lord, that you're able to save them and keep them. Lord, they'll be happy in thee, dear God. Lord, that's where our happiness lies, dear Father, knowing that, Lord, you are our Father, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would remember the upraised hands, dear God, who want to be kept by you, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would give grace and strength, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would help us, dear God, to use, have your word, Lord, as a defense, dear God. Lord, against the pitfalls and snares, dear God, of this world and of the enemy of our soul. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, Lord, who to measure to your word, dear God, knowing, dear Father, that it will keep us until Jesus comes again. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless Pastor Jenkins, and we thank you, Lord, for her. We thank you, dear God, for, Lord, how you have set her, dear God, in the body as the watchman over this congregation. Lord, how she preaches the word, dear God, in season, out of season, dear God. Lord, how, dear God, Father, it doesn't matter how many or how few are here, dear God, knowing, dear God, she has a responsibility to you, dear God, to preach your word, dear Father. And so, Lord, we thank you for her. And pray, dear God, Lord, that you can continue to bless her, strengthen her, dear God, use her, dear God, in a mighty, and continue to use her, Lord, in the mighty way, Lord, in which you use her, that our souls may be fed, Lord, that souls might be saved, dear God, before it's too late. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and all that we know that you're able to do. And we pray, dear God, that you would continue, Lord, to preach to hearts and minds, Lord, who heard this word today, dear Father. Lord, whether it's by phone, dear God, whether they're on the internet, dear God, and heard this message, Lord, however it was, dear Father, that you were able, dear God, to communicate with them. Lord, we pray, Lord, that your spirit would continue to preach to their hearts. Lord, that they would surrender to you, dear God. And, Lord, that they would say, what must I do to be saved? Lord, if there are any souls, dear God, who are not yet saved, have your way in our lives, dear God. Help us, dear God, Lord, to be a light to someone else that they may see Jesus in us. Lord, that we may be able to tell someone, come and see and hear about my Savior. And this is what he did for me. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you could just continue to bless us. Help us, dear God, to be examples. And help us, Lord, to be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding, Lord, in your word and in your work. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
May be seated just for a moment.
Praise our God. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Amen. Brother Tony. Amen. Amen. Hey, I appreciate that, Brother Tony. And I was thinking, you know, the sun, S-U-N, is shining, and the sun, S-O-N, is shining. Amen. Praise God. Thank God. Brother Byron. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He is a faithful God. He is a faithful God. Amen. Praise God. Thank God. Thank God. I've never yet seen anyone who was saved, the Spirit of God spoke to their heart, and they surrendered and were saved. They continue on. They just persevere in the Lord. I've never heard anyone yet say it was a bad decision. Never heard anyone say, I wish I hadn't been saved. I can't even, my mind that's hard to conceive of when you think of all the goodness of God, all the blessings of God in life and the end, everlasting life.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank God. A mansion all prepared. Amen. Amen.
Praise our God.
To me. Brighter its glory will be, joy without measure will be my treasure, Heaven holds all to me.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise his name. Amen.
Heaven holds on.
Yes. Praise our God. Thank God. For Sunday, September 12th, 2021. Always remember to pray one for another during the week.
Amen.
1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. You know, this is September. November is not that far away. The canister is always available for contributions toward the November turkey giveaway to the community. And that turkey giveaway will be held on Saturday, November the 13th, Lord willing. Saturday, November 13th, Lord willing. Lord willing, September 20th through the 24th, 2021, we'll launch our Fall Bible Study 2021. The event will be held here at the church from 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Our theme will continue to be drawing closer to God. We respectfully request that attendees read chapters 4 and 5 from the book titled What the Bible Teaches prior to the event. Please bring your book and folder from our Spring Bible Study 2021. Wednesday night prayer meeting and Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. And please remember to turn your phone off earlier in the day prior to the service. But please turn it back up by, please turn it back on by at least 6:45. Please turn it back on by then. Otherwise, we won't be able to get you. Amen. Thank God for Bible study. And please continue to pray for Brother Byron. And as God uses him, to bless us and to teach us the Bible study. Amen. Happy birthday blessings to Brother Pierre Johnson Jr., September 16th. Amen. Thank the Lord. For blessing, Sister Millicent, Brother Mann, for bus drivers for today, and if it be the Lord's will, Brother Pierre Johnson Jr. will be driving on next Lord's Day, so lift him up in prayer, please. Our thought for today, when you feel overwhelmed, you are spending too much time with the world and not enough time with God. He is our peace. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for his goodness, all that he has done. Are there any other announcements that need to be made? Amen. Shall we stand? Sister Millicent, I heard 8 o'clock and I didn't hear anything else that you said. I'm sorry.
Turkey giveaway.
The turkey giveaway?
So what time is it?
What time do we want?
I think it's 9 o'clock.
I think it's 9 o'clock.
I believe it's 9 o'clock, 9 a.m.
9 until they're gone.
Right, 9 until they're gone.
Yes.
And after service, we'd like to meet with the saints just briefly over here on the side. Yes, it's just to discuss the possibility of a fish fry, chicken fry. All right. So just when we at the close of service, we'll be over here and we'll pray that the Lord will direct. Shall we stand? Amen. That was Sister Holmes. She said she was, but she's thankful for the service. It was a beautiful job. Thank God. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us this day, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for pouring out, dear God, your word to us. Pray, dear God, that you would give us the grace, dear God, the determination, Lord. We want to be resolved, dear God, to follow our Savior. Lord, we want to be resolved, dear God, to obey all of your word, dear Father. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way in our hearts and minds. And we thank you, Lord, for all, Lord, that our hearts have heard this day. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless us, Lord, even, Lord, as we dismiss from the service. And, Lord, even as the discussion is made, dear Father, following this service, Lord, among the saints, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, dear God, for what, Lord, you would have us to do. Lord, we always seek your counsel, dear God. Lord, we always know, Lord, that your wisdom is higher than ours. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and lead, guide, and direct us, dear Father, in what you would have us as your people to do. Lord, we know, dear God, that you will always tell us, Lord, what is right and what is best. And, Lord, we will obey you, dear God, according to, Lord, all that your spirit tells us to do. Lord, even as we did this service, dear God, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would take us back to our several homes. Lord, we're so thankful, dear God, for everyone who's present today, dear God. Pray, dear Father, that you would take us home safely, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would provide for us, dear God, even in our homes, dear God, even in your mercy, Lord. Be with us. Bless us, Lord. Bring us back at the appointed time. Again, Lord, so good, dear Father, to see Brother Tony's daughter, Victoria, here, dear God, with her daughter. Pray, dear God, that you would just continue, Lord, to be with them, Lord. And, Lord, we're thankful, Lord, that you brought them back. And pray, Lord, that you'll bring them back yet again, dear Father. Be with them, dear God. Now have your way, Lord. Make us a blessing, Lord. And help us, Lord, to be a light, Lord, to some soul that we come in contact with. And truly, Lord, we're going to lift you up forevermore as we ask in the name of your dear Son, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Holmes.
You take care, okay?